Okay, good afternoon, good evening. It's Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. This is a special emergency meeting of the KPFK local station board with a special meeting whose agenda is just to approve the minutes of previous meetings. And our secretary, Janine Roan, will call the roll. This is Michael Novick, the chair of the LSB.
Thank you, Michael Adler.
Present.
Thank you, Alan Beek. Okay, I think he put us on the stream. Sandy Childs?
No, she said that she couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Janine, Fred is present.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
I'm here.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson. Abelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Ali Luxa.
Here.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Thank you. James Osborne. Oh, sorry. Rob Macon. Okay, Robert Payne. Lydia Ponce. Lawrence Reyes. Rocio Rivas.
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you. Janine Roan is present. Mansoor Sabah.
Present.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa. I know he was going to try to get on. Okay. Anyway, Polina Vasiliev. Oh, you know what? She's on a retreat and asked for an excused absence. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman. Oh, sorry. Beth?
I'm here. Harvey Wasserman is here.
Beth is here.
Okay. Thank you, Harvey. And Beth, I think I got a present from you, so to speak.
About five times now. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Kiana Williams?
She's
not.
Yeah,
I'm not longer on.
She hasn't been with us for quite a while.
I took
right, Myla. Myla Reisen.
Oh no, I got your name right.
Reisen, thank you. Present. And then we have Michael Novick.
Present.
Okay, so we have 14 out of our 24.
Okay,
Michael,
so
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
I only
no, you go
count
ahead
12.
And...
I count 12 persons.
This is Eric Jacobson. I stepped away from my laptop, but then I was on mute. I tried to speak, so I'm here. I'm present.
Okay,
yeah.
I've got Michael Adler, Bella DeSoto, Jan Goodman, Eric C. Jacobson, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa.
Ali Lexa, I don't think is here. I think Harvey answered when he called for Ali.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ali's
here.
Ali's here.
I'm here. Dude, I said I'm here.
Thank
okay,
you, Ali Lexa, Barbara Marbach, Michael Novick, Lucio Rivas, Paul Roberson, Janine Roan, Mansoor Sabah, Beth Van Guten, Harvey Wasserman, and Myla Reisen. Yes, 15.
Sorry about that. Thanks.
Yep.
There's someone on the phone ending in 3646. Is that a member of the LSB?
Yeah, that's Harvey Wasserman, I believe.
Okay, that's what we got. All right.
Michael Mansour would like to be recognized.
Yeah, go ahead, Mansour.
All right, thank you.
Excuse me. Before
Harvey, you have to,
can
Harvey
I co-host,
needs to mute this.
If I can co-host, I can mute people who are too loud.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Mansour.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Since this is, we got all this minutes so late, and there are so many of them for 2 years, I personally going to vote no on all of them, and we need to defer this for sometimes later on, because at the end of the day, these are official documents, and I haven't read them. I don't feel good. 4 o'clock in the afternoon is not a time for me to do any meeting. So I would like to recommend to postpone this meeting to later on, so we would have enough time to read all this minutes. And if folks disagree with that, I want to cast my vote right now to say that I'm voting no on all of them. Thank you.
This is Harvey. I'm joining in with Mansour. I have to do that. I'm a very short of time right now, so you can record my vote with Mansour. Thank you very much.
Okay, see a hand up from Myla.
Yeah, now for me, I've only been to not very many meetings because I was recently seated. But I think it would be much easier for people to access these meetings if they were all sent as individual files in separate emails for each of the meetings. And it just seems like a pretty unmanageable way that you're trying to accomplish this. And I have yet to review the minutes for just the few meetings that I've been to, so I also will be voting no.
Janine?
Well, I'd like to make a statement. and I put it in an email to the LSB in reaction to Fred Blair being frustrated about a lot of this, what you guys are mentioning. But, so I've been the secretary since December 2019. And I reviewed a lot of the minutes in the last couple of days to just try to make sure everything was aligned. And I had to do a lot of work just to put it in a Dropbox. It's been in a Google Drive. I was putting it all in a Dropbox because that's where people wanted it. And so I was combining everything into one document. But what I confirmed is that last year, 2020, in September, the minutes were forwarded, they were accepted. And then up until that point, so 8 months in September, and then in December of that year, during the December meeting, I was traveling, and what I didn't realize until I listened to the minutes again is they actually got approved, and everyone was, so the minutes have been forwarded. And I just, whatever happens today, that's fine. I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything. I'm doing this as sort of a record to say that people have had not only been forwarded the minutes, but then in March of this year, I put everything up on Dropbox because we're talking about over almost 70 megabytes of information. And there's 25, now there'll be 25. And, you know, when Anyel was forward his reports, those ones are big. Those are like 19 megabytes because they're color. There's a lot of graphics and all that sort of thing. So that's what makes it a big file. So, and that's quarterly. So, I'm somewhat dedicated to trying to leave a clean history here. I don't expect to, unless somebody, I don't expect to be part of the process, except for maybe this could be something that whoever the new secretary is, and I'm hoping there will be a new one, you know, that I can transition them in and they can be going through it with me, and then they are more knowledgeable, but they're not going to, it's going to be very difficult for them to be doing this. And I won't have the authority to do it anymore. So this was, this came from a suggestion that Kim Kaufman had on a meeting, because she's frustrated as a listener. And so I said, okay. And I, Michael and I talked about doing a special meeting just to solidify everything, to try to finalize it. So I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to solve the problem. So I understand why people don't want to, you know, sign off on them, but I don't know what the solution is right now. I'd be looking for somebody to let me know.
Okay, Mel's got a hand up.
Point of information. Point of information.
Yeah, what's your question, Fred?
Yeah, where have the minutes been all this time?
So, up until, 11 months have been forwarded an email. And that was in 2020. And then, because there were...
Google,
you know,
Drive?
I put them on hold.
Have they been on Google? Have they been on Google Drive all this time?
I forwarded them in emails last year, and then I put what I forwarded up on Google Drive in an edit mode, and I forwarded that Google Drive to everyone on the LSB, and I invited them. Everyone had the opportunity to go in and edit for over a year. Well, that's not true. 9 months. So I understand everyone's frustrated, but I need to stand up for myself, okay? And one of the things I said in the email as well is last year this time when I was the only nominee, I did say that I didn't think I was doing a very good job. I wasn't able to keep up. I travel a lot, and to please look for someone who could do a better job because the LSP deserved it. So I'm saying that for the live stream because I've said it in an email yesterday to the LSB, because I seem to be getting a lot of flack.
Okay, Fred asked a question that was, which wasn't really a question, and Myla had her hand up and was recognized. So we'll go to Myla, and I have a comment, and then we'll take it from there.
Just for first for clarification, and then I have a follow-up. You're saying that you put something up, but that didn't include, if I understand you correctly, that didn't include the minutes for most of this year, only for last year or up until the first cut. I mean, you were you putting the minutes up for each meeting as they proceeded throughout this year?
Yes. That was the home. Everyone was invited to the folder. It had the agenda in there. I did forward the agenda as a PDF every meeting.
And did you also put the resolutions that were voted on and how people voted?
No.
In the minutes. And those, that, of course, is the most important part of the minutes, is how the board voted on resolutions. But, I mean, those are you want attendance and votes. Resolutions are primary components of these legal documents. The minutes are legal documents, and if the resolutions weren't included, then they're certainly deficient. So
I'm sorry, I just need to step away and see what that was.
Okay, my understanding is that based on what Janine said, that minutes for 2020 were forwarded to the members in 2020 and then approved in December of 2020. So my recommendation is that all those minutes need to be posted up on KPFTX where, I'm sorry, Janine, you stepped away. I was saying that the minutes from 2020, which is, you said got approved in 2020, at the end of the year, all of those should be posted individually with the appropriate month's meetings on KPFTX. And the minutes of 2021, I think, are still then not yet approved. None of them. I think we did. I thought we approved the minutes at least 1 month this year. I don't remember. But I think going forward, we'll have to, review them. And if there are any that you are identifying at this meeting that are in complete form for a given month of this year, can you let us know which ones those are? Because I was looking through the folder for 2021 and I saw a few months, but they weren't necessarily minutes for those months.
I had to move everything from the Dropbox from Google to the Dropbox because that was the preferred, as of Sunday, that was the preferred place to put them. So I've been combining all that because all the documents on Google, everything was in a folder because sometimes there's 10 documents, right? We've got 3 or 4 director's reports or whatever, financial documents, GM reports, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I had a folder for every single date on Google. So now to what I was doing, and I got behind today because I've been trying to combine everything into one document for each date. So I got through to about August, and I still have the folders up there, but I don't have everything combined into one document. You know what I mean? As a minute. So I'm just going to keep doing that. And no, I'm willing to work with the next secretary on it.
Okay, so there's a question in the chat about are there minutes of the meeting at which the approval of the prior minutes was done, the December 2020 meeting?
Well, December 2020, that meeting in December is the one that all the prior meetings, so it would have been through,
So that's the question, are there minutes of that meeting in indicating that the prior minutes were approved at that meeting? And has that been approved?
No, December was not approved.
Okay, so people did get December 2020, however, in the...
Jump in?
Sure, go ahead.
During the December 2020 meeting, and I was not on the call, right? I was traveling, but it sounds like someone said, let's approve all the minutes, and we can change them later. So I heard that, I just heard that while I was putting everything up today.
Okay, got it. So
I was like, wow, okay.
Back to the facts.
All right, Bella's hand that was up first. Let me just finish this. I think what the first thing needs to happen is a set of minutes for December 2020 need to be submitted, and then if it includes that and that happened, then and we approve it, then all the prior minutes that were approved at that point would go up on KPFDX. So I have Bella and then Beth.
And Mansoor after that. Thank you.
Okay, I think you can raise your hand with star 9, Mansoor. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, yes, I do recall. I do recall that we did acknowledge. I do remember that Janine was not present. And those minutes were approved, the prior minutes. I do remember that at that meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Beth, go ahead.
These are legal documents. I've spent the last 3 days listening to the evidentiary hearing for the Verniel versus Pacifica case, and it becomes excruciatingly clear why minutes are important and that they actually are legal documents. This is a very serious process. The process that we've engaged in to this point is highly irregular from beginning to end. We shouldn't be required to become private customers of private for-profit enterprise elsewhere in order to access our own documents. I haven't yet seen, I haven't been sent most of these minutes, anything that is in the past, anything that we have approved should be posted. If it's not posted, I have no record of having received it or having it been approved. I want to receive each set of minutes that remain to be approved separately in standard format and not in such a massive tranche that it will jam more boxes closed than just mine. I want a standard process. I want a normal, reasonable, systematic process that we can rely on. So I can't, until I see what else is out there, I can't approve whatever's being held up here today. This has been incredibly frustrating.
Can I respond?
Okay, briefly. We have a couple hands up.
Okay, so you know what? Beth, I don't know whether you missed this, but you've actually had the minutes for a year. So I'm here to say that there's 23 people with more experience than me that is going to now try to embarrass me as if it was my responsibility to make sure you guys read the minutes after I sent links. And we talked about it in meetings, and now it's my responsibility that they didn't get addressed, right? I do not need to be talked to like I'm the screw-up. I'm sorry. I'm at the end of my term. I asked to be replaced for a whole year. I have been doing this job, and I do not, and for the stream, you have no idea of the vitriol that goes on in these LSB emails. I cannot put minutes up if I have not made the meeting. Michael started to help me this past year. He started to make the meetings, which means I couldn't put up agendas. I couldn't put up minutes. Okay? So I'm kind of at the end of my rope. I am not going to get talked to by a director who had minutes in her inbox and is now going to make me feel bad because I didn't keep reminding the board that they were sitting there. Thank you.
Okay, I see several hands. I'm not sure of the order, but I have Mansoor, Bella, Myla.
Hello?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Oh, thank you. I think the best thing to do to move forward right now, since I think Janine just said that the motions are not incorporated into minutes, I think we just need to move forward. What?
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we just need to move forward to do, we have to assign each minute from each meeting to one of the LSB members to listen to that meeting. I didn't jump into your conversation. Okay, to make it easy for everybody, it's just my suggestion that each LSB member shall be assigned to review one meeting's minute and listen to that meeting. And if there's anything missing to do it. But otherwise, right now, we're just going around and around. I'm not voting for this. And my time is up. I need to take care of other things as well. So I don't know. Do you want to postpone it or you just want to do something different?
Okay, thanks.
If you Bella, put that in the form of a motion, I will second it, Mansoor.
I have Bella and then Myla.
Thank you.
So
what I understand here and what has been happening, and I can vouch that Janine has sent out many minutes, And the person that spoke earlier happens to experience what nobody else does, where her inbox gets jammed very, very quickly. We all have received bouncing emails, messages from her box when things are sent to her. Given that, Janine has done the very best to help us all under her strenuous personal schedule. And I appreciate that greatly. I do not believe that this body should disregard the hard work that has been carried out under not just her difficult schedule personally, but the very difficult terrain that we have all been in at this body for the last 3 years, although she's been around for a year or 2 years. So I propose that, I know that Mansoor just tried proposing something, but that we go ahead and accept all the minutes, each individual minute that has been put in a folder, and to other people that they have been sent individually, like myself, because my inbox will not get jammed. So I have them all, and I have the previous one. So I propose that we accept them with open objectivity of editing them. And I like what Mansoor actually suggested. Each of us can do a listen to each of the recordings based on the list that Janine has been presented. So based on her list, each and every one of us can select a month, and then we can come up, either agree or disagree, take notes, whatever. It's a mammoth job. But that we get out of this right now and we vote accepted with the editing objectivity or contingency. Thank you.
We're not going to go through all that at this meeting. Again, I want to point out that if we got minutes of December 2020 and they accurately reflect the motion that was passed in December 2020 to approve the previous minutes, then those minutes are approved. And I was not the chair in 2020, but whoever put the 2020 meetings on KPFDX could arrange to put the minutes, or maybe
Fred for the stack.
Okay, thank you, Fred. You can get the stack by doing *9 on your phone. Let me just finish what I'm saying, please. So I think that the next step would be to submit minutes for December 2020 to the LSB at some point. And when those minutes are approved, if they reflect that the prior minutes were approved, then all those prior minutes need to be posted to KPFDX, however that can be done. And that we need to have not all the attachments and the long documents, but the minutes, which is the essential aspect. The minutes is the, as was stated, the attendance, the motions, the votes on the motions, and so on. Without the addition of the GM's reports and the director's reports and the rest of the things that make them very large, the set of minutes would be probably a 2 or 3 page PDF. And that, once we have those, if somebody wants to make the effort of going back and reviewing them by listening to the entire meeting, or as Jean pointed out in the chat, she has transcriptions of most of the meetings that can be made available. But that would be for 2021. And it's not only on Janine, it's a collective responsibility of the entire LSB and certainly myself as the chair that we have not dealt with this in a proper manner over the course of this year. So I'm going to go to Myla and then Janine and then Fred.
Beth has got her hand up and has had for a while.
I defer to Beth and I'll go after her if that's okay. And then Fred.
Sure. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes. I have all the agendas I've been sent for all the LSB meetings and the PNB meetings, and when minutes are sent ahead with those agendas, I have all those too. Yes, these excessive attachments and photos and repetitive endless threads can jam an inbox. I work hard to keep it open, but I keep the important documents. If these were submitted in a timely manner with the next agenda, I would have them all. As a director, I needed the wording that had passed the LSB on a resolution to carry to the PNB earlier this year. I requested those because we didn't have the minutes yet. And I asked actually for months and was told they were being searched for months and never got that. And so wasn't able to carry through on what I had been assigned to do by the LSB for lack of what that resolution was. I found other ways to work on it, but these are not insubstantial, inconsequential documents. We need these. I would propose that we refer, I like what Michael has said about if we could, whatever minutes we can document that have been passed to this point should be posted to KPFTX. We can count those done. But any that we can't, I propose that we refer to the governance committee, and I would propose there that we set up a work group to go through what hasn't been done this year and present them, prepare them to be presented in a standard format chronologically as they're ready in the future.
Okay, thanks. I'm not sure if that was a motion or just a proposal. My letter hand up, I think, Fred, who was it? Somebody else? Somebody's on the phone who didn't get their hand up. Was that Fred?
Yes.
And then Janine.
I think okay. I was prior to Fred, but Fred, if you want to speak, I'll go.
No, I said Myla, then Fred.
All right. Thank you. I understand that was a proposal of Beth's, and I really would like to make some progress here and not have this go on and on and on. I really appreciated Mansoor's suggestion. I would like to make a motion that this LSB refer the review of minutes to all of the board members, that each of the board members be assigned 1 minute to go through and to post the worrying of every resolution that was voted on and how the votes went. I think that as well as the attendance. I think that as far as I know, that those are the most important components of these legal documents, that we need to have the precise wording of every resolution or motion voted on by this body. So I think I kind of rolled my motion into an explanation of what I'm...
Okay, put it in the chat or email it to everyone, and we'll consider it very shortly.
Okay, all right.
While you're doing that, we'll get the rest of the stack that was up before you made it. Fred, then Janine.
Yes, I'd like to say that my inbox doesn't get jammed up, and I have not received any minutes for the last 2 years that I know of, until this last week. In fact, until this last day when I received 2 years of minutes in the last 24 hours. In fact, not 2 years, 18 months of minutes. By the way, my job as a streamer for the LSB for the last 2 years was to stream the audio and to post the audio that I streamed on KPFTX, and I did that job. All the audio for LSB, for the KPFK LSB meetings is my work. And I take responsibility for that. I think there's one meeting, January of this year, that wasn't posted because I was kicked. I was dropped off the meeting for 15 minutes, and because I missed that audio, I didn't post the audio. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, by the way, I plan not to vote to accept these minutes until they are gone over and authenticated. Thank you.
Okay, Janine, did you have your hand up again, or you took it down? Myla, do you have your motion?
I'm writing it right now.
Okay.
I'll be done in a second.
All right.
Where was I? It's hard to write things in the chat because things disappear, so let me write them in a document and then...
Yeah, that's fine.
Put it into the chat.
Michael Mentor would like to be recognized while Myla is
dead.
If it is agreed upon that what Myla is going to propose as a motion, and I agree with that, so can we get an approval, a unanimous approval for the spirit of the motion that Myla is writing down?
The body has to decide that.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with the spirit of the motions. I'm sorry, we're going to have a motion.
Let me just ask you while I'm writing this, what's the period starting when, commencing when? What?
My understanding is we're talking about January of 2020 through date. I thought there was
I thought we had already accepted most of 2020. Is that not so?
That's what I said, that the first thing to do would be to get the minutes of December 2020 and check for that approval.
Oh, okay.
But that hasn't happened yet.
So that would be for 2020 and 2021, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Bella?
Bella, just one second. Let me just ask. Bella.
Bella, stop for a second, please.
Let's just work through this resolution, please. I just want to keep it short and sweet. Be it resolved that each member of the KPFK local station board be assigned the responsibility of providing minutes for one of the past meetings.
Reviewing.
Reviewing minutes for one of the past meetings for 2020 and 2021.
Point of information.
What?
Well, not all of our upcoming LSB members. We have new members coming on. So we're asking new members of the LSB to be looking at minutes that they weren't there.
Oh, shit, I just lost what I wrote. God damn it.
Okay, Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
So we're speaking of January forward, 2021, with the stipulation that December is confirmed. December 2020, it confirmed that, in fact, the prior minutes were approved. So we do not need to venture back into 2020. We need to start on December 2020 forward. And we can only ask... that Janine just mentioned, pointed out, that we cannot request people that were not during those meetings present at those meetings. Only the the board members that were at the original board members that have been present for the last 2 years. Thank you.
Okay, so the LSB is a continuing body. The minutes are the minutes of the body. It's not the individual members. If we're talking about taking a look at the minutes that have been written and comparing them to the recording or the transcription, anybody can do that. I think we are talking about starting with December 2020, getting minutes for December 2020, and ascertaining if that accurately reflects that there was a motion to approve the minutes of the previous year. And then we'll have to take 2021, assuming that that is accurate. We can take 2021. I'll point out that part of Beth's motion or suggestion was to refer to the governance committee. So you might try to incorporate that.
Well, I just sent it the email and I put it in. And the problem, I think, with assigning it to governance is that I don't know how many people are on the governance committee, but I think that if we just divide it up, every LSC member to take 1 month rather than having the smaller body having to review everything.
We'll leave it with that.
That's my motion. And it's
all right. So the motion, I'll read the motion because a lot of people are on the phone and can't see the chat. This is from Myla. Be resolved that each member of the KPFK local station board be assigned the responsibility of reviewing minutes for one meeting held during 2020 and 2021. And I think we'll consider that was seconded by Mansoor.
Mr. Chair, Bella, the date.
Go ahead, Bella.
December 20 forward. December 2020 forward.
Yeah, the problem, Bella, is that we don't have the minutes for December 2020 to verify that the previous approval happened. So we'll start with that one first.
We have the audio stream.
Yes, but we're not going to listen to it right now. So what I'm saying is that we'll look at that one first. If that one verifies that the 2020 were approved, then those will get posted and we'll deal with 2021.
Yes, that's what I am asking you to... that's what the language has to reflect.
Would someone please second my motion?
Okay, I'll make that as an amendment. Hang on, I'll put it in the chat. I'm offering
Mansoor second your motion already.
Thank you, Mansoor. Sorry. What's the amendment, Michael?
To start the process with December 2020.
Oh.
To verify that at that meeting, the prior minutes were approved.
Oh, okay. I certainly hope all of the resolutions are in that prior year, including those minutes. And I think maybe someone needs to review that and make sure that that's the case.
I will take on that task, Bella.
Okay, thank you. All right. What we have before us is a motion. Be it resolved that each member of the KPFK local station board be assigned the responsibility of reviewing minutes for one meeting held during 2020 and 2021. To start the process with December 2020 to verify that at that meeting the prior minutes were approved. So if we get those minutes and they're verified and we did in fact approve the prior minutes, then the going back and reviewing each one of them is optional, but anybody can do it any time. The audio is there and the transcript is available.
And Mr. Chair, I take many notes at every LSD meeting. I will take my notes.
Yeah, many of us do.
Can I just say that Kim made a good point in the chat, which is that we want to make sure that all of those minutes from 2020 are posted individually to KPFTX, and they have that has yet to be done.
Yes.
Can
is that a unanimous yes?
Can I call the question on my motion?
I was going to ask if there was any objection to the motion as amended, including the idea that the approved minutes have to be posted to KPFTX individually.
Beth objects to assigning these to individual board members who haven't agreed to take on that task. I prefer to refer it to governance and let it be taken up by governance. That's my objection.
I call the question.
None of us have been elected secretary.
Okay, so there was one objection. I'm sorry, what was that, Bella?
Oh, can you call the question, please?
Yeah, I wanted to check to see if Beth's objection was in the form of trying to amend it or substitute it, or it's just she wants to vote it down.
She's voting it down.
Excuse me, your name is not Beth. Please be quiet.
Thank you. Thank you. I've put forth my thoughts about it. I find this process irregular. Each of us will use different standards, so we'll come out with irregular, inconsistent products, and I'd prefer to have one dedicated committee or one dedicated work group, subcommittee, work on it, answerable to governance and until we get the whole.
Okay. All right. So I think Milo's motion is still on the floor, as amended.
Jan Goodman, may I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, Jan. You haven't spoken.
Why don't we make Beth's motion a substitute motion for Milo's?
I asked her that. She didn't offer it in that way. So at this point, Milo's is on the floor.
I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept that.
Okay. All right. So...
So, Beth, can you write your substitute motion and put it in the chat for us, please?
She's on the phone. She doesn't get on the calls. Say what your substitute is, Beth, and I'll try to type it into the chat.
I move that we refer the question of delinquent minutes to the governance committee, KPFK governance committee, to be administered there by way of a work group to be established for that purpose. And that any minutes that can be found to have been approved to this point shall be posted to KPFTX as soon as possible so that we know what we have and what we don't.
Second.
I object. Bella objects. We do not know what the makeup of the governance committee will be. It will be the same situation.
Okay, thank you, Bella. I'm trying to type down the language. Give me a second so I can do that and get it to everybody.
And that is an amendment, Mr. Chair. That would be an amendment.
All right, hang on a second, Bella. I just said I'm trying to type the language into the chat. Give me a moment. And we'll get it done, and then if you want to make an amendment, we'll take that.
No.
Don't just call out of turn.
Mr. Chair, that was an amendment.
Bella, I said wait a moment so I can type the language into the chat. The people on the phone, unfortunately, are not able to see the chat, but we'll deal with that in a moment. Let me type it, upload it, and then read it. And then you can make an amendment.
Right. What are the two options of the
Please topic? Mute yourself. Barbara. Okay, what I put in the chat is Beth moves to refer the question of the minutes to the KPFK LSP Governance Committee to establish a work group there for that purpose, and that any minutes found to have been approved be uploaded individually to kpftx.org. I think Bella wants to make an amendment to that one. That would be the last thing we can consider because we have two already. What is it, Bella?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Are you recognizing me?
Yes, I just said you wanted to make an amendment to what I just read, but that would be the last thing we can consider. What is your amendment?
I never said, if you let me speak, I never wanted to make an motion. I did not offer a motion or an amendment. I was trying to clarify that Beth's position is an amendment to the motion on the floor from Myla Reason.
Okay, Bella, all right, thank you. It's not an amendment, it's a substitute.
Or substitute.
All right. The substitute that's on the floor at the moment is moved to refer the question of the minutes to the KPFK LSP Governance Committee to establish a work group there for that purpose, and that any minutes found to have been approved be uploaded individually to kpftx.org.
Can you take the roll?
I'm waiting to see if there are any objections to the substitute.
I object. I object.
Okay.
I'll object.
All right. Thank you. Is there a second objection?
I'd like to call the question.
Okay. All right. We'll just take a vote on it. Janine, you're muted at the moment. Could you call the roll on that?
Mansoor would like to be recognized.
All right. Go ahead, Mansoor, before we...
Since there is a precedent, if there is only one person objecting, then the motion passes. You didn't get a second person objecting to the motion.
I realized we've been doing that, but I thought Beth previously said that that was not consistent with Robert's rules of order. So let's just take the vote. Yeah, go ahead, Janine. Thank you. Oh, you moved it again.
Okay, thank you. I'm actually searching for all the things so that I could play it for you guys because I actually have a transcription. But I got a little lost there. So this is a yes for the motion?
Yes, for Beth substitute.
Okay, Beth substitute. Michael Adler?
Yes.
Thank you. Alan B? I don't have him on the call unless he joined. Fred Blair?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, thank you.
That is Alan. Okay. Do you understand the vote, Alan?
Well, I have trouble understanding the motion, so I will have to withhold my vote until it's clarified.
All right. The motion is to send the question of the unapproved minutes to the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee to establish a work group to work through them, and any minutes found to have been already approved would be uploaded individually to KPFTX. The others would then be submitted for approval.
It seems to me a bad idea to try to dump it on the governance committee when it's our problem.
Okay.
I think I vote
right.
No.
Take that as a no. Thank you, Alan.
Okay, so Fred Blair, I have as a yes. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Okay. I don't think we have Sandy Child, Bella DeSoto.
No.
Thank you. Karen Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
I'll ask him then. You go.
I'll move on. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Barbara Morba?
Yes. Yes.
I don't have Rob. I don't have Robert Payne, correct? I don't have
Robert Lisa. Payne, again, is I'll mute. He's on the screen, but sometimes
this
he's on
is
the
Robert
machine.
Payne speaking. I vote yes. Dump it on the governor's committee.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce, I don't think she's on. Lawrence Reyes, are you on? Okay. Ruthie Arivas?
I'll pass.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
I pass.
Thank you. Janine Roan, I'll abstain. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Thank you. Oscar Yoa? Not sure he's still on. Okay. Polina Vasiliev is not on. Seth Van Guten?
Yes.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman, is he still on? Doesn't look like he is. Myla Reeson?
You're muted, Myla.
A big yes. Thank you, Beth.
Okay. And so I have a pass from Rocio Rivas.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, thank you. Paul Roberson?
Couldn't hear you, Paul.
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And so the chair, we have 10 yeses, 3 noes, and 2 abstains.
Eric wishes to...
Sorry, Eric. I didn't know you were still here.
I'm going to reluctantly abstain because of the concerns expressed about dumping something on a committee, the membership on which is voluntary. Thank you.
Okay, so that passes. Do we need to vote on it again as the main motion, or if people just no objection? All right, so no objection. Belle, you have your hand up?
Yes, I do not understand what this case said.
You don't understand what?
What you just said. There's a lot of echo.
Okay, I said that it was a substitute motion. By approving the substitute motion, we substituted it for the main motion. I asked if we have to vote on it again, or can we just say that it's approved without objection since it became the main motion?
Mr. Chair, the Myla's
yes.
motion was substituted by Beth's substitute. And
yes, that's what I just said, Bella.
The substitution just passed, so the original motion is moot.
No, Bella, procedurally what happens is if you vote for a substitute, it becomes the main motion. I was
that's
just asking if you needed to vote. Okay, hearing no objection, the motion has been approved.
I object. I object.
Okay. All right. Your objection is noted in that case. I'm going to entertain a motion. Okay. Understood. Your objection to the substitute motion as the main motion is noted.
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead. What's your question, Janine?
Has this motion been forwarded either in the chat or... could it be forwarded in an email?
It's in the chat. I'll copy it out and send it in an email.
I'll find it in the chat. I just...
Janine, Michael put it in the chat just a couple of minutes ago, so it shouldn't be hard to find. And
okay, I was asking for a motion to adjourn because
thank you. I was just about to do that. I would like to move to adjourn since we have accomplished the work of this emergency meeting.
Yeah. All right. Any objection?
Well, just one thing, and that is make sure that there's time before you close the Zoom for Janine to get that motion out of the chat.
Yeah.
And for just for future reference, I am available to co-host just to silence people who are not muted when they're, you know, they're, because I've been finding that's a distraction during these meetings that, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Good idea.
So I'm happy to be of service in that regard.
All right. I want to read a couple of things that are in the chat. We didn't really take public comment in this meeting, but this was such an internal matter. But Hara Handala writes in the chat that the KPSC Delegates Assembly is currently voting on the proposed bylaws amendments, all being voted on with no discussion and no one challenged the ruling of the chair. Simply unbelievable. So FYI. All right. Were there any objections to the motion to adjourn? I did save the chat and...